Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology-agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Dominic, let's get into it. So can you tell us a little bit about the recent client that you had in the maritime industry?
Yeah, sure. So this client is based in Antwerp. They're one of the largest oil cargo tanker companies. They've got a market cap of $3 billion, something like that, around about 250 employees. And they operate, I think they've got over 70 vessels operating in, 15, 20, 30 countries now. So
yeah,
pretty big.
Yeah, that's significantly big. And what did they reach out to ask for your help and Third Stage's help with?
Yeah, so they had a lot of pain points around multiple systems. I mean, it's not specific to maritime in that sense, but over the last 25 years, they've built up lots of different systems around finance, ship management. They do crewing, HSQE, all these lovely things around shipping, voyage, vessel management. So over the years, I think it's probably like most companies, they work in silos. So people put in systems that suit a certain function. It's possibly not well integrated. Lots of manual processes develop. And you end up with a kind of spaghetti junction of systems that really don't serve anyone particularly well. Creates lots of pain points, etc. So they asked us to come in and have a look at whether we could find a solution that can consolidate lots of these different systems. Now, the original ask was, is there a possible unified platform that could be used for everything? So, most ERPs don't do some of these niche areas very well. So voyage management, ship management, anything along those lines is sort of a little bit niche. So there's quite a few specific players that do those markets around the maritime industry. So, but also they wanted finance systems. So their core finance systems needed replacing, and that's fairly standard across most areas, although they've got a lot of requirements around treasury, cash management, loans. How they manage loans is very important in the shipping industry. So we kind of set about doing a specific RFI across multiple suppliers to see if we could find something that did everything or nearly everything. Can they do finance and shipping all in one? And that was the original ask, which is quite difficult. So we did find a few suppliers that possibly could do it because they're a large company. You can't just have maybe a business central or a NetSuite ledger. I think they need to be a bit bigger. So it's really Oracle SAP. And so that's the original ask. And they've been looking at that for a few years on different systems. So just to get away from those silos, that was the original ask anyway.
Absolutely. Well, it definitely sounds like a complex project as well. So what were some of your findings when it came to that ability to find one unified system? Were you able to find something that worked for them with additional applications, or how did that really work?
Yeah, it's, the final focus ended up being pretty much finance. So we had multiple suppliers originally, so kind of a big funnel, if you like, where we went across maritime, looked for some very specific maritime applications, as well as some of the big ones, like obviously the SAP and Oracle. We did an RFI based on a maritime model, which specified all the areas. And then we had a look at that and found that there were probably only two or three that could do a potential unified platform. But with the thought that some of these verticals, their finance system might not be big enough to cope with, kind of the multiple ledgers and acquisitions and mergers that this company wanted to do in the future. So we did end up with a short list of four. Two had decent verticals that could do the whole lot. And there was obviously some bigger tier ones, the Microsoft, the Oracles, and the SAPs that do the finance. So the thought was maybe it's likely that there'll be a finance system like Oracle, and then you bolt on some ship management software applications later. So the finance we got in the end, we ended up doing some demos. We split it up into finance initially. So the finance demos went really well. We did some ship management demos also. But we found that there was possibly only one that could do most of the ship management. Some of the bigger players with their verticals weren't probably as good as they said they would be in those areas. So we ended up separating it out and looking at finance initially. So yeah, what's the finance system? So we did, it went across three suppliers in the end, three vendors, with one being picked recently. The ship management stuff got pushed out a little bit further now because it was clear there wasn't going to be a unified platform. So I think it's going to be put on ice for a little while now, and we'll revisit that. Maybe we can go back to some slightly more niche suppliers. So there's a slightly different strategy came out of it in the end. But the important thing was to put in a new finance system.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds like the priority.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the US, Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
It sounds like being able to understand and give recommendations for that involved a deeper dive into their discovery of their digital strategy.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the way we approached it originally was doing some workshops. So they did a current state assessment internally, and we did a number of workshops over a week looking at all the functions, going through those business processes. And then trying to wheedle out, you know, what's the capability required across each of those functions. So we went into quite a deep dive and ended up doing a discovery document around what would that digital strategy look like. We looked at other technologies like machine learning, albeit I think they thought that was a lot of bleeding and leading edge at the time, but it's become part of the core of systems at the moment with machine learning. So those areas are taking off, and certainly with ChatGPT lately, I think those are almost like common terms now. But even 3 or 4 months ago, people were looking at us thinking we were crazy suggesting these sort of things. And blockchain, things like blockchain, certainly for shipping, when you look at documents across bill of lading, how that works, the blockchain, there's some blockchain solutions that help along those lines as well. So we did a kind of a deep dive on all those business areas and tried to sort of recommend some supporting strategies, not just ERP, but other technologies that might be able to help in shipping. There's a lot of stuff out there. So, and the Internet of Things as well, they gather a lot of information from their vessels using sort of modern technology and sensors that's collected. So it's more than just ERP. ERP on its own doesn't work. You need the supporting solutions around it as well. So yeah, it was a kind of a big deep dive on all those processes, then going to the market and seeing if anyone could provide it. But it took quite a bit of time, quite involved.
Yeah. It does. It sounds like a quite the project, and definitely lots of interesting learning. I know even, talking to you about it, I've learned a lot about the maritime industry just in general. But what about risk analysis? Is there anything specific with a maritime client that you're looking at when it comes to risks, or what were some business risk analysis that you did for this specific client?
Yeah, well, one of the things we did look at was their annual reports. So their annual report for, I think it was 2021, had a lot of risks listed in it. So a lot of stuff around the maritime industries with kind of cyclical business risk, and this, they've got a thing called a tonnage tax regime, and there's all these sort of business risk, oil prices, third-party service providers, debt and loan management, all these sort of things. And also there's a big thing called ESG, which is the environmental area that you have to collect data to see how environmental you are. And although they're an oil company, they're still fairly green and they'll have to collect this data. So for things like, you know, ESG, your rating of ESG goes up, the better the data and the more often you can report on it. And that helps with things like loans. You know, the better your ESG rating, the better your loans are, and the better you can service your debt. So those sort of things were highlighted in their report. And so we did review all those risks and come up with a kind of a strategy on how you might mitigate some of that risk using ERP, even things like EPM tools and consolidation, AI, big data, blockchain. So we did sort of some metrics around, you know, kind of how these things could help across their business risks from their annual reports, which I think went down quite well. But it takes a while to implement these things. I think they're just looking at ERP. Then you start to look at, well, how can we mitigate some of these risks using other technologies, including your ERP? And those sort of things take years. So it's very difficult to implement anything. So it's kind of a fairly far-reaching discovery document that we did that has to be sort of renewed and looked at to make sure some of those recommendations kind of don't get dropped. There was a lot of work done. But all that I guess it's around the decarbonisation of shipping, you know, all these, you know, kind of a global thing now, isn't it, to try and lower the carbon emissions and how you might offset those carbon emissions. Fuel price increases are a big risk to the balance sheet and you know, their kind of profit and loss. Even things like cyber attacks is a big thing that they, list in their reports as well. And things like fraud, you know, their cyber attacks and fraud are big in that arena as well. Huh. So yeah, hopefully
it's
that
like
helps.
The modern pirate, if you will.
Well, there is. You'd be surprised how often cyber attacks work. Happen. There's recent cyber attacks in Benelux and some harbors there as well. So yeah, there's kind of a lot of stuff in the news that has to be mitigated for sure. Yeah, modern day pirates, you're right. They don't come with eye patches anymore. They've got laptops and
scary in all different types of ways. Definitely. So as you mentioned, you know, after selection comes implementation. So when you're looking at this client or any client in the maritime industry, is there specific implementation partners such as SI that have specialties in this area, or how do you help them select that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult one because there are definitely some vendors that had specific maritime industry experience for sure. But what we went for in the end was a partner that was a bit more local. So it's that balance, isn't it? There was a couple that have implemented similar systems in some of their peer companies and, you know, kind of competitors, which were good, but they weren't particularly local. So it's very difficult to get specific experience, but the partner we went for in the end was more of a local one that had some shipping credentials, but also with Oracle, who have got a lot of maritime industry references as well. So it wasn't a perfect fit, but I think the fact that they were local and very engaging, that's kind of what we went for in the end, with some shipping, but it's a very niche area. There's some companies that only do shipping. You know, some of the companies in Greece are very focused on shipping only. But it's kind of smaller systems, smaller sort of niche apps. So we did reach out to quite a few partners. We only went to RFP with a couple of them, which came recommended by Oracle. There's also a SAP, SAP Greek partner, which was very specific in the shipping industry. And we also went Microsoft Dynamics, who had a local partner that also had some decent shipping credentials. But very, very difficult. It's very difficult to get everything in one partner.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, this has been great insight into just an overall what a selection looks like in the specific industry. If you were talking to a maritime client, what would be kind of your first recommendation when looking at new technology?
Yeah, I think it's, yeah, we would certainly avoid looking at maybe a massive unified solution. I think there are, you know, the industry's gone from best of breed to, you know, one partner fits all back to sort of best of breed, really. So the good thing we've got now with third stage is we have built a maritime model. So we had about 10 or 13 suppliers that have responded to the previous RFI. So we've got a very good database now of that maritime model, maritime solutions. So we can be very sort of targeted on certain areas, whether they're looking at vessel management specifically or crewing, or whether they want to go sort of charter and contracts. And so we can probably help a little bit more in that niche area in terms of specific maritime solutions for specific business problems, rather than looking at a unified platform. There clearly wasn't one that could really do it all for a big company. But it depends on the size of it, though, Kyla. You know, if it was a smaller shipping outfit, there possibly is a decent system that could fit most of their functions now. So it would depend on the size, the geography, and nature of that company. But for someone similar to the company we did, we would probably split it down a bit more.
Excellent. Well, if someone wants to get in touch with you regarding maritime questions or just selection in general, what's a good way to contact you?
I suppose hopefully you could show my emails online on the podcast or LinkedIn. I'm probably available on a few. I'm not really on I don't have a YouTube channel, unfortunately, like Eric, but LinkedIn or my email, dominic.line@thirdstageconsulting.com. Always the best.
Excellent.
One.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.